Hello, everyone. We're back.
Good morning. Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday and your T-Mobile Tuesday.
T-Mobile. Oh, wait. Let me.
Are you going to see what deals there are? We didn't even redeem any of our deals, no. By the way. And I recently accidentally bought a Groupon for a wrong location for donuts.
Can't you return that?
No. It's fine. I just gave it to my cousin who is going to use it. But you got to read the fine print for these things. All these. So, not talking about donuts this morning. We're talking about positive things. Because it's good to start out your morning with something positive. That's what we learned.
Yes.
Listening to another podcast coming home. So
it was by this, some lady, Opal. What's her name?
Opal? Oprah? You just got Oprah's name mixed up. So Oprah has a whole podcast that I like to listen to called Deep Thoughts or Deep Conversations.
Okay. Deep Thoughts was an SNL.
Okay, oops. No, not Deep Thoughts.
Soulful.
Oh, yeah. Soulful something. Connections. Okay. It doesn't matter exactly the name because this is a different podcast, but I like to listen to her podcasts. They're usually about positivity and, like, you know, how to empower yourself, all these like things to better your soul. Yeah. Soulful Conversations, I think that's what it's called. Anyway, I'll put a little link. She doesn't need any link. She has.
You're gonna endorse you endorse Oprah? Is that
I endorse what's happening? Oprah. I share Oprah's sentiments on things. I also have her cookbook. I love her cookbook. I don't have the truffle salt that she likes because once she talked about it,
and then it's permanently sold out.
Yeah, it's terrible. In that the other people who want to enjoy it can't enjoy.
They all have the same idea.
Yeah. So let's get Oprah to endorse like something we make. If she endorses our podcast, that'd be pretty cool. Maybe she can endorse my composting. And she does have a rose garden, and compost is good for rose gardens.
Yeah.
Okay, but getting back on track, since we're home, we spent the weekend in beautiful Sacramento. What is Sacramento known for? Forks of the country?
River City or something.
River City.
Oh, no, I think that's Portland.
Yeah.
In any case, they do have a bunch of rivers.
And lots of trees. Pollen. Lots of pollen. Everybody's sneezing for some reason.
Right. But it's central to everything, according to this very nice fellow that we met at the sushi restaurant. 2 hours from, well, an hour and a half from San Francisco, about 2 hours from Lake Tahoe. He said, well, it's only 6 hours from LA.
This nice guy was an immigrant to the United States, and he tried out all the cities. He tried out LA, he tried out San Francisco, tried out Fresno, some of them. Anyway, he just went all over California and decided that Sacramento was the place to be in terms of good quality people, industry.
Quality of life.
And quality of life. And their houses are so cheap.
No, they're regular.
Okay. Yeah, regular. Again, this is like we talked about this. Our mindset has been like
warped.
Warped. Yeah, melded by the overpriced things of LA. That when we're like somewhere else where things are regular price, I was like, whoa, look at this mansion for $499,000. And, you know, it's just things in. That's the regular price. $500,000 is a lot of money. But in our twisted LA minds, we're like, that's really cheap. Right. So cheap.
It's like you're Alec Baldwin's character on 30 Rock.
Oh, I like that.
Where
TV
he was trying
show?
To prove that he was just a regular person. He says, for instance, in the grocery store, when you ask the concierge, how much is that sack of potatoes? And he says, it's $500. And it's like, it's on sale.
I don't know. What? You don't know how much a sack of potatoes.
No, but see, that's the thing. That was what.
Yeah.
That was a little story he told.
Okay, that's silly. Anyway, that story did not make any sense.
Okay.
Just since we're on TV topics, I really sometimes do feel old in that, like, I'm out of the loop. There's so much TV and stuff going on. You know,
peak TV.
According
to someone at Fox a couple years ago.
We're living in peak TV times?
Yes.
But then, like, the girls just showed me this YouTube video or song where somebody, like, mixed in some Office, like, you know, from The Office, that show that we actually watch, and I'm like relatively up to date on that TV series. But they like mixed it into a song.
You're up to date on it?
It's like the 20 series years
ended like 10 years ago or something, right?
Yeah, but I'm up to date. Like, oh, okay. If somebody made some Office reference, I would like know what's going on. But okay. Somebody made like some, I don't know, Riverdale or whatever reference, I'd be like, what? Like, what's that show? Anyway, okay, so yeah, I was surprised that somebody like mixed in that, and I was like, oh, that's a thing to like mix in TV shows.
Pop music.
Yeah. So who knew?
Yeah.
The varieties of things to mix in. Okay, so what's our topic today? Oh, routines and getting back to.
No, I thought we were talking about communication.
Oh, communication and routines. Well, this morning we're kind of like all over the place with communication.
Okay, whatever you want.
But I would like to just do a little review of how lovely the weekend was.
Oh, okay.
Right? Wasn't it lovely?
It was.
What were your thoughts?
That it was lovely.
That's what I just said. You can't repeat what I said.
The weather was good.
Yeah, the weather was good. We met nice people.
Hung out
the
by the water.
The food was actually surprisingly good.
Oh, yeah. You have to give a shout out to Rudy's Hideaway Lobster and Steakhouse.
Yes. Delicious.
Yeah. And the pictures on Google Maps, it does not do it justice.
Yeah.
It looks like nothing wrong with Denny's, but it looks like a Denny's on the inside. According to the pictures.
There.
But when you're there, it's totally different.
It's like a fancy... Well, it's like a Legal Seafoods. That's what we thought it was.
Right.
Like a Boston Legal Seafoods with like... You know, paneled walls and like comfy booths, and we sat in the captain's dining room, which was really nice. Nice paintings. Mm-hmm. Jack Sparrow.
They had a painting.
Yeah.
Hung.
Anyways, it was tastefully done. The stuff that Andrew likes, like this, like, you know, style, New England style interior with dark wood and leather furnishings. His upscale. He sees as quality dining atmosphere, right? You were happy. And
I was happy. Well, they made a really good old fashioned at the bar.
This leads into what we want to talk about, but I didn't get to... I'm going to come back to this. I know this is like we're jumping all
Should
over
I take
the place.
Notes?
No, because I just want to summarize that it was a great race. Kanoa was there with his team, his
MAC
team.
Oh, yeah, that part, yes.
Go
MAC.
That was the main... purpose of going there, not to go to Rudy's Hideaway House. But the food was, you know, okay, well, sorry, talking about food when I was not wanting to talk about food. The race was great. The location was great. It was really nice to meet all the parents who are supportive of their kids doing something that they love. And this was Kanoa's first year, and he really had a great time.
Yeah. And all the kids were just working really hard. That's all the training led up to, throughout the year led up to this weekend.
Yeah. This was the regional Northwest.
Southwest.
Oh, Southwest regional
championships.
Races. Yes. Mm-hmm. And Kanoa, of course, was really happy because his boat, his novice 8 boat, is that what it was? They got the bronze medal, which is a big deal because...
The sea boat,
yeah. Or the third boat, that's called, because the men's novice team hasn't won a medal for their team in 10 years. So they broke a big record, I guess, in that way. Okay, Andrew has to leave for a second to let the cat in. So we just had a nice time bonding with the parents and seeing them. It's definitely different than, like, you know, going to a basketball game that he's played at or other sports, because you're not like shouting and watching them, you know, for an hour. You literally see them for like 10 seconds as they row by you. Yeah. But we saw him in the beginning and then at the end. So.
Of the weekend.
Yeah, of the weekend. And he was happy. Like, he asked us to be there. So we were happy to be there to support him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So overall, that was a great weekend. And we were pleasantly surprised by the city of Sacramento for not being there before. Yeah, so we look forward to next year's expedition.
Yeah, we know to book our hotels earlier.
Yes, we know. We did book our hotels kind of late, but again, that was something we couldn't...
Novice parent mistake.
Yes, novice amateur parents of rowers. But now we know. Now we're seasoned. Get it? Seasoned.
A little bit. Slightly salty. Season.
Slightly salty. And yeah, my lobster, going back to the food thing, was perfect. Seasoned, just delicious. Actually, it was technically Andrew's lobster, but then he eats like just the tail meat. And then I go through and like crunch through the legs and dig through the pieces. Get every little delicious morsel from that lobster. I don't like to waste any food, so. And it was delicious, so. That was a nice, pleasant surprise. So leading to our pleasant surprise, we were talking about communication. It's important.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
Yeah. So what's communication with people you know about, or you care about or know, or just communication in general? What is your...
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, well... I thought that you had more of a concrete idea.
Because
you initially proposed it.
No, I said I wanted to talk about routines.
Okay, let's talk about routines then. And then see where that leads us.
We're going to do communication tomorrow.
Maybe.
Okay, all right. Well, the routine thing is what, you know, is about Kanoa's rowing. Like, he has a very consistent routine. He practices Monday through Friday in the afternoon for about 3 hours after school, and he's committed to this sport. And it's nice that, you know, the routine was difficult in the beginning to get used to, but once he was in the routine, he did not want to break his routine. And I think that's something, if you're passionate about something, you want to keep your routine. And like, he literally wanted to like come back early from our Hawaiian vacation, spring break vacation, to continue, you know, on his routine. And he like searched out a rowing machine at the hotel.
So when was there a time in your life or currently where you found routine to be like so like powerful for you?
For me, it was... okay, here's the thing. I'm not a good example of routine people.
You're not a routine person?
I'm not a... Because I just like do stuff and I get things done. I'm known for getting things done. Okay. But I'm not known for following routine. I like to be on time. I like to keep my promises.
You like to be on time.
I am on time. Okay. But you know that. I'm on time. Like right to the dot on time. What?
All right.
I can't control other people who are not on time.
Slow cars in front of you.
Or slow. No, but like sometimes, like let's say I have to get somebody else. I have to pick up somebody else for a carpool. I like to carpool. True. You know that about me. That's true. But sometimes I'm on time, but then I'm carpooling with other people and I'm waiting for those people to come out of their house. Mm-hmm. So that I don't have control over. Okay, so we got off topic.
But actually, this podcast thing is sort of a routine.
Yeah, this is a nice routine we've come up with. And okay, how about this? Composting is my routine. I do it in a sporadic times, but you could say I routinely compost.
Yeah. It's not on a clock schedule.
I don't like compost every like Wednesday, like Friday, habit. Saturday at this time. I just compost when the compost bucket is full.
Right. You're always like attending to it.
Yes,
you don't neglect it.
I don't neglect it, and then I routinely garden and like harvest my fruits and vegetables from the garden. But I wouldn't say, you know, every morning I do like 10 minutes of weeding or whatever, and then water my plants. I just kind of water and see. Like I like to do what's needed. That's also why I don't like sprinkler systems personally. Because they just go on a regular clock schedule, but it's like they go on whether it's raining or not, or whether it's super hot, or if, you know, there was very low temperatures, or, you know, but it's just like sometimes you just don't need to water. Right. I like to water when it looks like.
It's like you routinely eat breakfast, but just because it's 7:15 doesn't mean that, all right, time to eat my two eggs and toast and bacon and slice of fruit, no matter what.
But you like the blended drink routine, the smoothie.
Yeah, for a while I was into that.
Yeah, and that did help you, like, you know, start your morning.
Yes.
Yes.
People love talking about morning routines.
Yeah. But you're not an early riser.
You know, here's the thing. If if I go to bed early enough, then I can wake up without an alarm. That's totally fine.
Uh-huh.
Like, I wake up at 6:30. Actually, this past week, waking up at 6:30.
Uh-huh. This past week, you mean Monday? Yesterday?
No. Like, this past 7 days.
Okay. Not including Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. No, I was up before the alarm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's fine.
Okay.
So routine. Yeah, morning routines. People are somewhat religious about it, especially these high productivity, you know, podcast hacker people who, you know, productivity hackers who are like, I wake up every day at 5:30, I set the pot on, and then, like, I do 1,000 steps and, you know, 20 push-ups. And then I read for whatever. And then I write 10 creative things down in a notebook that I've been keeping for the last 10 years. And they have like this whole thing.
And in your mind, you would like to do that.
I don't know. I mean, not that I want to do that, but I want the benefits of it.
Like, we've gotten you a little notebook to like jot stuff down.
Where, you know, over time, it's just a cumulative thing.
But maybe we should just accept that. That type of, like, gung-ho, you know, list in the morning is not how we roll. We literally roll out of bed.
Reluctantly.
No, I hop out of bed, actually. Remember when you first met me? You're like, how do you just hop out of bed in the morning? Because I am actually a morning person. Especially when
you're not an early morning person.
Yeah, but I'm a morning person. I'm not a 5 a.m. morning person, but I'm like a 7 a.m. morning person. Like, I'm up, I'm up. I don't like, hit the snooze. I really do not. Snooze. Yeah, that we definitely are opposites on. You like to snooze. I like to just wake up. And I would rather, like, if the alarm is for 6, then just set the alarm for 6 and hop out of bed at 6. But you would like, oh, let me set it for 5:30 so I can hit the 10-minute snooze like 3 times before actually having to wake up.
I think
you enjoy that.
Like, I think, no, it's not that. I mean, in the morning, I realized, wow, I was very optimistic last night in setting this alarm. And that's because I'm, you know, I lean more towards optimistic.
Oh, but then in the morning, I lean towards my optimistic.
In the morning, I'm more realistic. It's like, wow, this 5:30 thing isn't going to work. I think
you're always 5:45 is a lot better. Side. I'm on the optimistic side. And you like to be realistic and cautious, I would say. Which is good because it's good to have like a cautious person in the relationship and a realistic person. And then there's an optimistic person. And then it like balances each other out. We don't do like too many extremes.
Well, it depends on what you're talking about.
Yeah. But like for, you know, waking up and hiking and doing things.
Because you're more optimistic about certain things than I am and vice versa.
Yeah. Especially for cooking too. Yeah. Why are you laughing? Yesterday we had this whole thing. We're making macaroni shell pasta. Anyway, it's like mac and cheese. But Andrew likes to like measure out exactly how much butter and milk
is required and you know in the recipe. Why?
And then I just splash it in there. I like approximately.
The reason, do you know why?
You know what? Why?
Why would someone want to measure this stuff out?
It's crazy. You're a scientist.
No, it's not because if I've made it before and I thought it tasted great, I want that consistency. I want the same thing again.
Yes.
And not have it be like some roll of the dice every time I make something super simple.
It's not a roll of the
simple.
Dice. It's going
to
be good.
Like, oh man, this time
it's not a roll
of like
the dice.
It's like way too milky. And then this other time it's kind of dry.
Guess what?
And this time it's kind of
like
mushy.
We couldn't find the measuring spoon. So Andrew was forced.
It's still missing.
He was forced to approximate.
Eyeball
it, and it came out delicious.
It came out okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It, so,
but that's I like the it difference. Consistent.
And I just do it and get it done. So, that's our cooking techniques, which is fine. We, you know, each have our own.
And that wouldn't work in baking so well.
That's our cat. He likes to like paw at the glass door when he wants to get out. So he came in, ate his meal. That's his routine. He comes in, eats his meal, then goes back outside and takes a nap.
Mittens has a routine.
Takes a nap on our outdoor patio loungers. So that's a pretty good routine.
I like that routine. Mm-hmm.
Actually, Kiki once asked me, she's like, how do we get like a life? How do people have like a life like a cat or something like that? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, because Mint has it so easy. And I was like, you have to be a cat. You have to be born again as a cat. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe I was a cat in a previous life. That's why I like to sleep in.
And you love napping.
And I love napping. That's true.
And you could do marathon naps, which the cats can do.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you were a cat. And that's probably why my cat liked you so much when we first met.
Possibly.
My first cat. My honey.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So going back to what I was thinking is that I think it's more important to get things done than like strictly follow a routine.
So you're more of an outcome person than a process person.
Oh, yeah. I like to get, you know, that's why I said I like to be reliable, fulfill my promises, do the things I like, you know, say I would do. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, I have a level of quality that I would like things to be done.
So when do you think it would be advantageous to be more of a process person than an outcome person?
When would it be?
Yeah.
When it's you, when you're in the Andrew Parker.
No, when, like in what situations or line of work or whatever?
Process. I guess if you were like a baker.
Hmm.
Or maybe like, why is that? You know, a scientist. Because it's like those things go hand in hand. Like you have to have like certain level of like control.
What are you trying to do? I want you to acknowledge that in many situations, the process is the right way to go. And then the outcome.
In many situations, it depends on the situation. That's what it is. You're saying is different people are cool with different things. So I'm different than you. You're cool with, you know, the process in a certain way. And sometimes I just have to like let you do the process. But sometimes I have to do it my process way.
The anti-process.
It's not anti-process. It's just when Chia's process, which often many people have told me if they just did it when Chia's way, it would have been fine. It would have been just fine.
And like then when?
I'm not going to name people's names because then it'll make
me
feel bad.
No, not names, but people. I mean,
yeah, situations. See? Then that doesn't help. Okay, so let's talk about that particular situation another time. Okay, we're trying to keep this positive. And the positive thing is that people should be allowed to do things the way they find it most effective. It doesn't have to specifically, you know, follow exact routine or guidelines.
You don't need to follow other people's routine.
But some people need that. I'm just saying some people need that. Some people like need their routine and some people don't. Like, so you might need your routine of, you know, hitting the snooze button. So I let you do that. And I just keep with my routine. And then when I'm tired, then I just say, I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I need to sleep in. And then listen to my body.
That's fair.
So, yeah. So let's, you know, be courteous to people and
respect other people's routine or anti-routines.
Oh, yeah. But our kids' routine of the hour clean, they work out pretty well. That you could consider
that is
that
what
a
they're
routine.
Most famous for nowadays.
Yes. Yes, they are. They're famous for that. But we totally did not follow it this weekend because we're out of town.
Because our routine was messed up.
Yeah. Our routine got disrupted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hence the power of routines.
Yes. So now I'm catching up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll reset next weekend.
This weekend.
This weekend. We can reset. When everyone's home. Yeah. Okay. Overall, it's a good weekend. And we can't wait to go to Sacramento again to see another crew race with Canoa.
Well, that's not the next time.
Oh, yeah.
But next year is the...
Yes, next year.
The championship thing again. But in the meantime, there's more races.
Right. All right. Well, support your local athlete. Support your local athlete, but that's not the purpose of this podcast. The purpose of this podcast is support your local positive person doing stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And be respectful of other people's way of doing things.
If it's a good way of doing things.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, I did want to add this other thing because you're like, if it's a good way. One of the things that was like being positive is don't judge people. So that goes with the whole being supportive of people for who they are. I'm making noises with my fingers. So, yeah. Be positive. Give people... Oh, we forgot to do the other... Okay, one last other thing that's nice. Write somebody a positive note each morning. I would like to add that to my routine.
Oh.
Because that's the positivity pay it forward thing. What was it? Did he call it? It was like, it grows exponentially. Like you do something positive to somebody, like write a positive email or thing to someone or say something positive, and then that person carries it on and then it makes them be positive to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then it grows.
And then you have this ripple effect.
Yes, a positive ripple effect. So let's end on the positive ripple effect.
Okay.
Yeah. Have a great day, everyone. We'll talk about communication tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.